In California, Clarence Ray Allen is scheduled to die by lethal injection in January. He's been convicted of masterminding the murders of three people. His lawyers are appealing for clemency. They say that at age 75, Clarence Ray Allen is too old and too sick to be executed. And they say he's not alone, as old age is creeping into death row. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In 1980, Clarence Ray Allen was already serving a life sentence in Folsom State Prison. He had arranged the murder of his son's girlfriend because she was a witness to another crime Allen had committed. According to Deputy Attorney General Ward Campbell, Allen had plans for the other witnesses, too.
He conspired to murder the witnesses who testified against him at his first murder trial and befriended a hitman who was released from Folsom who went out and proceeded to start implementing that conspiracy. As a result, a former witness named Brian Schladowitz and two innocent bystanders were murdered in Fresno, California on September 5, 1980.
For those murders, Allen got the death penalty. Today, 25 years later, he's blind, diabetic, uses a wheelchair, and recently suffered a heart attack. One geriatric specialist described his heart as a ticking time bomb. Annette Carnegie is one of his attorneys.
The thought that such a person would be literally wheeled into a death chamber, strapped to a gurney, and then given drugs to stop their heart, etc., is somehow ghoulish.
Yet it is also an image that may become more common. Nationwide, there are more than 100 seniors on death row. The majority are here in California, where there are 39 elderly condemned inmates. Part of this is due to California's time-consuming death penalty appeals process, which can stretch out over two decades. But for the whole nation, there's another factor at play here, says Jonathan Turley of the George Washington University Law School.
As society grows older, you're going to necessarily have an increase of prisoners who enter the system later in life.
For example, Clarence Ray Allen, who was first convicted at the age of 47. Advocates and opponents of capital punishment agree that with this graying of death row, the public will be confronted with the question, is it appropriate to execute elderly and sick inmates who appear to pose no threat to society? Michael Rushford, president of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation, says,
yes, I think it's okay to give murderers the sentence that the jury decided that they deserved. So I think, yeah, it's okay to enforce the law.
Tim Ford, a Seattle-based attorney who specializes in defending death row inmates, says such executions undermine the notion that capital punishment exists as a deterrent.
If you're talking about putting to death a person who is old and feeble and harmless, you know, what we're doing is we're killing our captives. We're killing people who are captured and under control and no longer able to harm us.
And would that describe Clarence Ray Allen? As a younger man, Allen proved that even when he was locked up, he was still a threat to society, says Ward Campbell, the Deputy Attorney General. And he adds that just because Allen is old and sick, we shouldn't forget his victims.
All the people he murdered, responsible for murdering, were less than 30 years old, had no chance to enjoy any kind of true adult life.
But Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School wonders whether society's demand for retribution will survive an inmate's old age.
As we see more and more geriatric prisoners move to final round appeals, society will have to confront more and more whether retribution alone is a sufficient rationale for capital punishment.
In California, a condemned inmate is still more likely to die of natural causes than execution. And perhaps it's no coincidence that as the state plans to build a new death row at its antiquated San Quentin facility, the blueprints include more room for wheelchairs. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.